Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I mean, we got to keep cranking that up this week, as the Phils are now 3 days from the start of the season, opening day on Thursday. Obviously, that game and all games here on WIP. All right, right now, I want, because I know something John doesn't know, and right now I want everyone to lean back in a Regency Furniture chair and listen to me tell you something John doesn't know that I know that's going to annoy John.
Lean back. That's right. Lean back. That's right. Lean back.
Because Regency Furniture, affordable, never looks so good. All right, Richie. Now, I got to be honest. I'm not happy about this either, but you're going to be particularly not happy about it, because I know you. I know your brain. I know the way you like to budget time. You got a lot more going on in life than I do. You got the three kids. You're like, you know, Mr. Mom, your chauffeur guy, like all that rolled into one. You got to cook the meals for everybody, the whole deal. Mm-hmm. James, can you please tell John? I mean, I'm telling everyone to listen to me, lean back, but actually I'm gonna pass the ball to James here. John, wait until you hear how involved, stupidly, ridiculously involved our fantasy baseball draft is tonight. So for those that don't know, we have a new fantasy baseball league at WIP. And it's the draft is tonight at 8. I was hoping for a quick, you know, like a quickie, you know, in and out, like, you know, draft 12 guys. Let's get this thing over with. Let's be able to, you know, watch the Sixers go to bed. Like, just shut it down.
When have you ever been to a quick baseball draft,
well,
in fantasy?
Well, I had no idea how extensive it is. James, the floor is yours.
Yeah, well, you were like, what is it, like 10 rounds or something? I'm like, no, it's 25 or 26 rounds. Yeah, you play the entire starting lineup. You have like two utility spots. You play 9 pitchers. You got like a 6-man bench.
You never played before?
It is involved. Fantasy baseball is involved.
And John, there's 14 league participants. 14, right, James?
12.
Okay.
12.
James, John, 12 times 26. That's how many players we got to draft tonight. I mean, I'm not kidding. I'm going auto draft at some point. I'm out. I'm not kidding. I don't need that in my life. 12 times 26? We got to have the 254th player in baseball?
Yeah, buddy.
That's stupid.
There'll be tons of people who don't get drafted or are valuable. It's not stupid. That's how fantasy baseball works.
John,
that's why fantasy baseball is the best fantasy there is.
I appreciate the invite to the league.
Well, there was a 0% chance you would have been in the league. Come
yes.
On.
Oh, you're not in the league?
Zero.
He's not in the league?
No.
Oh, I thought he was in the league.
No, there's no chance Richie would want to do the league.
Oh, well, this blows up my whole thing. My whole point was I thought he was going to be annoyed. Oh, I thought you were in the league.
No.
So you turned it down?
No, I never was
offered.
No
one offered. Asked you?
No.
You want to take my spot?
I do not. But I appreciate that you're representing our show,
Joe.
Oh, for
the love of God.
You had no idea that they're this long?
No.
Fantasy baseball, it's a God bless the people who do it. It's too much.
Look, here's what it should be. You draft 10 position players. You draft, I'm going to say, 7 pitchers. Call it 17. You play like 14 or 15 of them.
That's not how it works.
James, do we really need to have 26 players
on
each team?
If you want to play
do.
Fantasy baseball, then yes. That's how fantasy baseball works. Yes, absolutely.
I'm going auto-draft. I might go auto-draft from the beginning. Guys, I have a free throw shooting contest tomorrow.
So you can just mail it in. That's fine.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, I got to beat Jameer Nelson. Like,
you're up to 1 o'clock last night. What's the difference?
Right.
This will be done by like 9:30. Relax.
The difference is I got to prioritize sleep tonight. Guys, I have to compete against Jameer Nelson tomorrow in basketball.
You realize the night before is the important night of sleep.
Yeah, you screwed it up last night.
I know.
So you're doomed.
At this point, you may as well just lean in.
This is so not cool. I want everyone listening try to make an effort to get to the Palestra tomorrow. Gates will be open at 5:45. Our show starts at 6. 6 to 10, we're going to have a whole bunch of big five stars out there Harold Jensen will be there. Mike Vreeswijk will be there. Jameer Nelson will be there. Some others. These guys are all going to be competing against me in free throws.
And I want to cite my annoyance. We need to decide on the bets.
Yeah,
the,
I know.
The payment that will be meted out.
He
here.
Seems to be trying to avoid it so that when it happens tomorrow, he can say I didn't agree
right,
to that.
Right. We cannot push this back any longer, Joe. We need
I'm learning
to decide
about you, Joe.
Before the end of this show.
I think it's gonna be what? Tomorrow morning.
No. We need it locked in.
You got besides physical pain, John? Because I don't want to get my legs waxed. And I'm not getting a freaking mustache. I mean, come on.
What about the nipple wax?
That's so nasty.
Do you have anything else?
Leg wax, nipple wax. From my perspective, I would be willing to take your tree down if that's what you want for my punishment. I will wax if that's what. Look, I think I like the how it evens out if we're both waxing a body part. I think that's fair. So, are you willing to undergo that risk? Look, you seem to have all the confidence in the world until shooting 52%
everyone can see Joe's face right
weekend.
Now.
I mean,
I will wax my legs or nipples or both if you will put your legs and nipples on the line.
Oh, God.
It's a lot of nipple talk.
Yeah, it's just really going to be embarrassing. It's going to be
legs then.
It's going to be on
we
like
go legs from the knees down.
No, I'm definitely not doing the legs.
No, the nipple's definitely way easier than the leg.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Just one and done.
The nipple's
you guys
like a band-aid.
You guys have no idea.
Of what?
The pain.
Yes.
I'm just letting you know.
No, that's what I thought, Rhea. That's why I don't want to do it.
Oh,
that's
it's
a
vicious.
Great punishment.
Oh, it is.
Look, John, I'll tell you what
knees
I'm...
Knees down, leg wax is not that bad.
All right, here's what I'm going to tell you I'm intrigued by for you to do for me. I like the idea of you singing a song to honor me if I get to 80%. See, that's painless.
I mean, I would do that. I would do that
anyway.
Otherwise. Yeah, I mean, we do songs and things like that.
Seltz, you got anything here? What are we missing? Rhea, what are we missing?
I mean, I like the chauffeur idea, but I mean, Richie doesn't seem super excited about it.
What about one day chauffeur, John? I'll take your kids to volleyball practice one day. I'll do the whole thing for 4 to 5 hours one day.
It'd be pretty hilarious.
That would be very funny. Especially because John John would be in the car behind you.
He wants to do it. Well, it's that's true too, Rhea. Like, I guess I'm following just for safety purposes.
I'm not an axe murderer, man.
He's not going to kill your
kid.
He can handle
it. I don't feel great about putting my kids in your hands. Okay. Go drive them and drop them off.
Well, I don't feel great about putting my legs in your hands.
What about the Amy call?
The Amy call? Absolutely. That's on the board. Amy's involvement in our show. Or a guest. Maybe an in-studio Amy.
Let me text her. Let me see if she's open to that.
I love this.
She has generally not been in favor of that.
And do I... Christmas tree or do I wax?
I don't like the Christmas tree.
What about the Christmas tree and
the
song?
I mean, the Christmas tree is okay, but the first time John comes over, and I've been asking him for years, I want us to sit there and watch a game and just relax and just actually. I mean, Christmas tree, I'm gonna feel weird. Plus, then you gotta put stuff away in my drawers.
Hold on, Joe.
I don't need that.
You've been co-host for how many years?
6 and a half.
And you've never invited him to your home?
Many times I've invited him.
Oh, you have?
And he's never taken me up on it.
Oh, okay.
So I almost feel...
That's not true. I've been there twice.
You dropped me off. Yeah, you never stepped in.
You dropped me
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Scott. We do have to figure out the bet. Maybe by the end of today, maybe by the start of tomorrow. Get out to the Palestra. The shooting will be tomorrow between about 7:30, probably 9 o'clock, somewhere in that range. We're going to have a whole bunch of Big Five stars. It's going to be fun. Doors open at 5:45 tomorrow morning at the Palestra. Scott at King of Prussia. Hi, Scott.
Greetings, team.
Hey, Scott.
I would love to see a segment of in-studio Amy where she could answer some questions from the callers because they're just there's so many.
Yes.
So many questions.
Yes.
So. I'm all for in studio Amy. Let's make that.
So are we looking for an hour in studio with Amy?
I'm texting her right now. Let's find
that sounds. At least a half hour, and with prepared questions, like really like thought out questions that everybody wants answers to. Just so many that.
Sure.
Anyway, Looking at the Phillies, you guys already know how I feel. I would have moved Boehm to first base long ago. So this problem wouldn't be a problem. Yes, losing Reese is a loss. He is a leader. He is an offensive producer. He has been consistent in the fact that you could count on 30 home runs, but inconsistent the way he provides it.
Yep.
I'm not going to comment on his defense. I don't think it's necessary. I actually think there's an outside chance that this injury could actually bring him back to the Phillies on a prove-it deal for a year. I think that's a possibility. And I think that's being overlooked. As far as Nola, I just want to put this out there. I know people are concerned about no more contract discussions. Let me just tell you something. When you hear that, that's just because of frustration on most likely one side. They'll take a break. Maybe they'll take a month off. There will be negotiations. To say that they're going to break it off completely is ridiculous.
I disagree, Scott. Yeah. I think it's done. I really do.
No, I don't. It's not done. It's money, and they have an entire season to work it out. It's an impasse, and they're both frustrated. Mm-hmm. But in a month, let's revisit that.
I'll just tell you this. I don't remember many instances where a team and player both announce it's off the table until the end of the year, and then they agree to a deal during the year. I'll be shocked if he gets a new deal during the season. Shocked.
Yeah, I won't. We definitely disagree there. Off the top of my head, I can't think of how many times that, especially in baseball.
Yeah.
Just because you put stuff out there and say you're not going to negotiate anymore, it's not true. They keep negotiating once they get over their hard feelings. What else did I have for you guys today? Oh, as far as coaching trees, you know, it's interesting to hear you mention some of the people that you've mentored or had the chance to, as far as developing talent. I'd like to hear at some point somebody to actually write out the trees of Angelo, Howard, anybody else that's been there for a while, and just see who's really developed the most talent over the years and who has the greatest coaching tree. Obviously, people would probably say Angelo off the bat. I'm wondering if Howard maybe.
Well, Rhea and I initially came from Howard, right? Rhea, that's your more initial?
Yeah, I'm thinking, I don't know. I was not, I did not produce Howard for the first time. I did Mac and Mac.
Okay.
And I think I did Glenn Macnow his first time around. So I got to Howard later.
Yep, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, Scott. It's, Angelo certainly had the most people working on his show. So my guess is he probably had the most.
Well, Colleen, I mean, you know, for you got
sure.
Colleen.
I think Garofalo,
Kyle Newbeck. Right?
Yeah, Garofalo is
a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Howard might be a sleeper in that. It'd be interesting to see on paper just what that would look
sure.
like.
Scott, give me a great answer. What's a great, something phenomenal, a title with a color in it?
Last comment before that. My biggest concern with the Phillies is not replacing Hoskins, it's starting pitching depth. That's where I'd be looking to add and add some arms. You need, over the course of 162, you need arms. And right now we're thin there.
They are, but I think, Scott, right now is the key. I think that won't be much of an issue by about May 15th. Is my guess. What do you got? A title with a color in it.
All right. Did anybody say brown eyed girl yet?
No, that's a good answer.
Nice one.
It's a really good answer, James. What do you got in there?
Yeah, Scott Kingery will not be making the opening day roster. The Phillies have reassigned him, among other players.
You surprised?
No.
So who are the three final guys that'll make it?
Jake Cave, Josh Harrison, and Derek Hall will make the roster, and then Stubbs as well.
So Kingery could be first guy up when an injury happens?
Sure. Could be.
I mean, he'll be up this year.
Sounds like you got a lot of confidence, Jimmy.
I mean, look, he's not on the 40-man roster, so that hurts him. You have to maneuver to get him on there. Yeah, so, you know, I don't know. I think we'll probably see him at some point this season, but I've never been as like, oh, Kingery's back, as a lot of people have. So.
Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, celebrating their 23rd anniversary. Find new roads and visit ArminChevy.com to see Armin's quality, certified, low-mileage, pre-owned inventory. Today's question, if you live in the Philadelphia area, will you drink Philadelphia tap water today? On our show, the poll just between the four of us was two said yes, two said no. Rhea and I are no. John and James are yes. They'll, you know, willingly drink water today. I'll only do it if it's inadvertent and I forget. John, yesterday I turned around the faucet in my sink in my kitchen. It's one
of those, train yourself?
Yeah.
Remind yourself?
Yeah. Like,
I do that all the time.
If it Well, I don't do it all the time. No, I do it when the Exxon Valdez spills, and then I'm like, okay, I can't drink from it. So it's definitely not all the time for me. All right, John, how do you think people voted today? Yes, they will drink the water. Yeah. No, they won't.
I got to assume it's going to be similar to what we got here.
I'm going to tell you this. It's actually overwhelming one way or the other.
Really?
Yep. Which way do you think it's overwhelming?
People will not drink.
That's correct.
79%.
That's correct. That's exactly correct.
Wow. How does he do that?
He's great at it. But, I mean, I can't give you the full, wow.
Yeah, you did give him a hint.
Because you were going 50-50-ish initially. But it's still a good job by you. And I say a good job by the 79% of people saying I'll stay away. Just let some other people get to it. And
you're worried about showering, though, too, aren't you?
A little bit.
Not me. I had no issue.
Did you think about it?
Not even for a second.
James, did you think about
it? I did think about it, but I did not worry about it.
Yeah. Did you shorten your shower?
No, I'm a pretty quick shower to begin with. I don't really luxuriate in there.
Luxuriate. Like me taking a bath this weekend when the story
exactly
came out.
Exactly like
that's a
that,
little,
yes.
I'm like, did you know about the issue before you took a bath?
No, I was in the bathtub, and I got a text message
from
a friend yesterday saying, don't drink the water. And I'm like, I'm lying in it. So that's kind of a problem.
Yes.
Let's go to Chuck right now. What's up, Chuck?
Joe, good morning. And you and the team, Joe. Joe, I think you're spot on your evaluation of college basketball this year in this tournament. I can't... It just seems different, Joe. There's nothing out there to point. Yeah, my God, yes. But anyway, the other thing I wanted to ask you, Embiid, is he out of shape?
I don't think so.
Like
no,
he's tired all the time.
No, he's not out of shape.
He's 7'2".
Yeah, that's much it.
Chuck, while I hate players taking rests, I hate it. Like I heard a stat the other day that I think it's Durant and LeBron. Check this out. This is wild. They haven't played each other in a game in which their two teams are playing against each other. I think it's for something like 12 or 14 straight matchups.
Wow.
Goes back to 2018.
Wow.
So you're talking about maybe the two best.
Where did you see that at? That's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. I saw it online. LeBron and Durant haven't faced each other since 2018. One of them is either always injured or, in a lot of instances, just sitting out.
Load management.
Yep. But, Chuck, here's my point in referencing that. While I hate that reality, we do have to recognize Embiid has played 33 of the last 35 games.
Yeah.
Right.
And, as they crank it up for the playoffs soon, I think he's a little worn down. A little. Just a little. And my guess is they'll dial him back before the playoffs start.
Not you think there's any chance he misses tonight's game against you?
Not a chance.
No way.
Nor should he, because the competitor in him should want to play. And I'll tell you this, Chuck. I think he's going to kick Jokic's ass tonight.
Too.
Absolutely. He's going to destroy him tonight.
Joe, let me say this to you. And the guy is phenomenal. He is phenomenal. There's just something there, Joe. It's not clicking with me. And I don't wish him any harm because he is terrific. But I just see him. I don't know. Hey, listen. Let me just tell you, my Blue Heaven, my Fats Domino. I love that song. And all he is, have a good day.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Chuck.
It's probably a better answer than the movie My Blue Heaven. You remember that, John?
Steve Martin, yeah.
You didn't like it?
My Blue Heaven.
It's
slapstick.
It. Yeah, it's fun. It's a fun movie.
It was a fun movie. All right, 215-592-9494. Time's yours up ahead. More phone calls as well on 94WIP.
If you are a longtime listener to The Morning Show, a lot of us are pet lovers here, including me with my beloved dog, Judy. I'm here to tell you the absolute best place to go for all your pets' needs are the Dogs and Cats Rule Store. Now, what makes Dogs and Cats Rule different? Well, let's start. They got the largest selection of premium foods. That includes raw, freeze-dried, gently cooked, dehydrated, canned, and kibble. But Dogs and Cats Rule, not just about feeding your pet. It's a fun place for them when you need a wide variety of chew toys, stuffed toys, bones, treats. And for those fashion-minded pet parents, they have a large selection of apparel, collars, leads, and harnesses. Got a new season coming up. They have tons of stuff there in red. I can just guarantee you that. Their stores are staffed with experts who can help you select the right diet or direct you to the right supplement that will help improve your pet's health and well-being. Dogs and Cats Rule in New Jersey, Princeton and Pennington, in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Embiid did tell the Inquirer he's going to need a day off soon, dealing with calf tightness and fatigue. Embiid has played in 33 of the Sixers' last 35 games. Philly's season opener is Thursday at the Texas Rangers. Aaron Nola will be your opening day starter. Nola and the Phillies have tabled contract extensions till after the season. Phillies also announced they've reassigned Scott Kingery to minor league camp. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, go to mhslift.com. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by the Royers for Dentists. Partly cloudy early, rain later, a high of 61. It's currently 50. Issues with sleep apnea, the region's number one source for dental solutions in treating snoring and sleep apnea. Dr. Pastor online, drpaster.com. To stream 94WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
All right, Jenna Cameron, Jen Ritchie, come on out tomorrow to the Palestra if you can in the morning, 6 a.m. We'll be doing the show, 6 to 10, from the Palestra, which will be a thrill, by the way. I mean, obviously, I've never hosted a show at the Palestra. Jen, I know you haven't.
Nope.
I'll be shooting on the court. And
that's pretty cool.
It is cool. Yeah. It is really cool. So will be Jameer Nelson and Mike Vrieswijk and a whole bunch of, you know, former big pop
stars. I have
stars.
Called games from there. I did Penn women's basketball for a couple of years.
Very nice.
So I can do play-by-play of your train wreck, well, if you'd like.
Listen, I think I'm going to do a lot better than people think. But Seltzer said to me in the break, John, he's probably right. I'm going to be really nervous tomorrow.
Yeah. Good. Joe's like, do you think I'm going to be nervous? I'm like, yes, you're going to be incredibly nervous tomorrow. I mean, you're on the floor of the Palestra, much less all the people and the competition and the fanfare and Jameer Nelson eyeing you down. Like, come on.
We're going to find out. I mean, I am nervous now. After the show, I'm going over to the prep. I'm practicing who knows how long, maybe an hour, maybe 30 minutes.
Is that why you have sweatpants on today?
This is what I hope to wear tomorrow. Now, I got to see if it works for me. I got to have the shirts untucked and just be nice and comfortable, have good range of motion. That's the thought, but we'll see if it works. All right, let's go to the phones.
Are you going to make a big stink about using a particular ball?
I bought a ball over the weekend.
So you're gonna?
Would you? Is it a regulation?
Gonna,
you
didn't buy like all the players. It's not a
high
female
school
ball
or female ball.
Not a female ball, okay. Which is easier to go in.
So are you gonna be a stickler that you have to use your ball, or will you use all the balls that are available?
I don't.
At the Palestra?
First off, hopefully there are balls, but if not, I'm bringing mine, and everyone can use my basketball. It's not a problem. Okay. Fair and square.
Well, we are sponsored by Fans of Philly, so if you don't have balls there, I'm sure that they'll help get balls.
Then perhaps they will. All right, let's go to Charlie right now. What's up, Charlie?
Good morning, guys. And Maria.
Morning.
What's up, Charlie?
Good morning. Joe, I have to agree with you. The Phillies are really going to miss Rhys Hoskins.
Sure are.
Especially with Harper being out for 2 to 3 months.
It's not a small matter. I think a lot of people are just kind of taking this for granted. Like, you just move on. I mean, you try to move on, but I think it's going to be I think it's a big absence, man.
Yeah, you went. Hall became, from the DH, now he's the starting first baseman. Now we have to worry about who's going to be the new DH.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that.
You know.
But we have a preponderance of DHs, so that helps.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to, Schwarber or Castellanos, but then you're going to have to put somebody in the outfield, and we're not too deep in the outfield either.
Jake Cave has been inspiring.
We'll find out.
In some respect. You know, like, I have confidence Jake Cave is a good baseball player, and he's going to factor into the outfield equation.
Dalton Guthrie probably will make the roster as well.
And he's been, you know, okay,
I mean,
pretty
come
good.
On, guys. He's a back-end guy.
He's a backup.
Really?
He's the
really.
26th guy on the roster.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And, right. Joe,
go
hope
ahead,
you finish, I hope you finish second tomorrow behind Jameer Nelson.
Listen, if I finish
that
second,
is an impossibility.
No, John,
impossible.
I'll be very proud
we
of
six other shooters.
We will have six or seven shooters. Yeah, listen. If I finish second, I'll be really proud of that. I really will be, and I should.
Yeah,
be.
Obviously. Yeah, of course you would. This is nonsense. If you're not going to finish second,
pretend.
What are we talking?
Yeah.
Guys, I think you guys are really underrating the fact that I could do this. I could win.
I think you're really underrating the fact that you're going up against people who played in college at a high level, like, and shot well. I just think it's asinine to think you could beat them. Yeah.
Charlie, give me a great answer for a color in a title.
TV show, The White Shadow.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Oh, God, that was great.
That just a tremendous show. To Tone right now, Southwest Philly. What's up, Tone?
What's up, big dog?
Hi, Tone.
How are you, buddy?
First of all, let me pay homage to you. You know what I mean? Y'all doing a good job, man. For the transition from Angelo to y'all, it's smooth.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank
I appreciate
you, Tom.
That.
It was very smooth, you know? Because, you know, people going to miss Angelo, you know?
Of course.
No question.
You know what I mean? But y'all did a good job.
Thank
you,
man.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Now, let me get to the subject, okay? My thing is at hand. Zeke Elliott, come on, man. We did it with DeMarco Murray, right? Forget about that, okay?
Yeah,
we
I think he's
out if he's cheap.
We got Penny. We get a lot of hurt players. This is what Rosen does. He gets some hurt players that might come back and want to produce. Mm-hmm. You know? And I believe Penny is going to be that dude.
He's got a high ceiling. That's for sure.
I think so, too. I think so, too, John. I really do. And my thing is, and I'm going to get because I'm at work and my boss is on my back. But listen to me. Here's the whole thing. Guess what? The color purple.
It's already been said, Tone.
Oh, wait. Purple Rain?
Purple Rain was also already said. You got one more shot.
Wait a minute. Orange County.
You got it, man. Okay. All right, Tone.
Yes. My man. But
Tone,
y'all
keep,
be good.
Keep these calls coming to us, man. Appreciate you.
No doubt.
Thanks, buddy. You got it, man. Let's go to Jake right now. Not Jake from State Farm. Hello, Jake.
Yeah, what's up? How you doing? My first call with you guys.
Awesome.
Congratulations on getting the show and much luck going forward. But as far as waxing anything, I got issues getting an EKG. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Actually.
When they put that tape on there and they rip that, then they got to rip it off. Forget about it. The only thing I'm waxing is poetic.
There you go.
If you can hear, if you can feel that.
I like
but,
it.
Luke Voit. To me, makes a whole lot of sense. You're talking about a right-handed power bat, a guy that has a history that Thompson knows all about him, being that he was with the Yankees at around that time when he was making some real noise. And he's out there. So to me, that's like a no-brainer. I hope they make the move. You know what I'm saying?
They might. They certainly could.
I was a big supporter. I called back in the off season when he was out there. I really wish that the Phillies would have taken a little look or maybe tried to sign that Dominic Smith from the Mets, because even though he's a left-handed bat and we do have what's his name over there, forget my my memory
Hall?
Is like going
Derek Hall.
Yeah, Derek yeah. Hall. Smith was a very, very good defender.
I always liked him, Jake. I don't normally like Mets. I kind of like that Dominic Smith guy, and I know it kind of fell apart at the end for him up there, but I thought he was a pretty solid player for a couple years.
He put together one pretty damn good year for them not that long ago, and as I said, he was blocked by that behemoth over there, you know what I mean?
Who, Alonzo?
yeah, right. No, Alonzo, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So it's like, to me, that I would have really dug to see them get that guy, because with Hoskins, it's always been, he's a great producer, and you could look for him to put some numbers up, but the glove was always like, I mean, he drove a stake through our hearts in that playoff.
I know he did.
It was great moments, and then it was moments like, no, this isn't happening.
Well, right. You're right about that. All right, Jake, give me a great answer here, man, for a color and a title. What's the best of all time?
Well, a best of all time has got to be that real good holiday movie that the whole family could enjoy. How about Pink Flamingos?
Wow. Thought he was going to say White Christmas.
So did I.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
That was a
big
mess.
I don't really
know.
Was.
Because White Christmas, the song, could win. I don't think White Christmas, the movie, would win. White Christmas, the song, could have won.
I was not expecting
Pink Flamingos.
Do you know
Pink Flamingos?
I
don't.
Of it.
I ain't voting for it. I mean, whatever it is, I ain't voting for it. You know? I'll tell you what I am voting for. James Seltzer and Jack Fritz.
By the way,
again, congrats to Fritz. He had a baby over the weekend. Well, his wife had a baby over the weekend.
Great point.
But, James, you got a big event coming up here.
Yeah, coming out. Me and the new dad, Jack Fritz, we're going to be at a Tavola Restaurant and Bar in Springfield Country Club for the Phillies opening day. Opening day watch party presented by Miller Lite. The Bedlam at the Bar's World Tour premiere. Yeah, how about that?
Awesome.
Presented by Miller Lite. Tommy Green, of course, 93 Phillies World Series pitcher. Yep. Tommy Green will be hanging with us. And listen to this. You can register with Miller Lite for a chance to win one of 20 pairs of tickets to the Phillies home opener next week. So come out, hang out. You can hang out with Jack and I. You can win tickets to the Phillies home opener. Miller Lite's on tap. All starts at 4:05. Miller Lite's for Phil's win. Celebrate responsibly.
Love it. That's awesome. By the way, speaking of showing up and getting something,
yes,
we kind of floated this idea last week, and then we just sort of moved off of it. What do you guys think of we pull one person out of the stands tomorrow to be in the free throw contest?
Ooh. Yes. Random?
Yeah, love like it. Maybe the first 100 people that show up, we pull one person out of the first 100 that show up.
It's a great idea.
Something like that. What do you think, John?
Well, I was thinking when we had someone call earlier who said that they could beat you, that we could say, yeah, hey, Jen, then join us tomorrow. Like, I do want to make sure that the
free throw shooter is a good free throw shooter, like of this level.
Well, there's nothing we can do about that at this point. I mean, if it's going to be open to the public, it's anyone.
You'd assume tomorrow that if you're there in attendance and you're going to have to feel really confident about your free throw shooting ability. And I'd assume, you know, if we have a few hundred people there or whatever it'll be, that you'd have a few of those.
I'm sure there will be. I think it'd be fun. I mean, right?
I think it's a great idea. I love it. 100%.
How are we vet?
We don't. We just show up.
It's the honor system, John Ritchie, which really means nothing.
We're not bringing 200 people onto the court to each shoot 10 shots to figure out which one gets to shoot 50 shots. I mean, at some point, you just got to cut to the chase. All right, we'll figure that out, but know this. My aim will be, if we can, to get one listener out of the stands to compete. I think that would be really cool. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time. How embarrassed would all of us be, meaning the five big five players, the Drexel player and me, the six of us, the seven of us, if the guy or gal from the stands just rolls out of the stands and wins?
That would be
unbelievable. Hey, Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge, a different kind of network designed to save you money. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
50%, Joe? Step your game up, kid. Dude, you're going to go up against some good basketball players tomorrow, man. What are you doing? I mean, the best part about it, though, I mean, you've been beating up on tomato cans for the past month and a half and beat the hammer. Now you're the tomato can, and you're going to get smoked by these dudes. Oh, and the best part, you're going to drag this negative energy from getting smoked on Tuesday to getting smoked by Chuck from Mount Airy on Friday. Let's go!
Look, it's either going to be a banner something. Week for me or a complete debacle.
Hey, can Joe, when he comes up to the foul line on Tuesday, can everybody introduce him as Mr. Harry Nipples? Just wondering. I think it'd be great to call him Harry Nipples instead of Joe DeCamera. This way everybody knows who he is.
I just showed John.
Not for long.
I gave John a little peek there.
Oh, God.
They are Harry.
Oh.
Yeah. He is a hirsute individual.
Hi, I'm very much looking forward to seeing Joe get eviscerated tomorrow. Look at those consequences. How about we combine some of them, have John wax Joe's legs and take down Joe's Christmas tree. I'm yours.
Yeah, everything except for that leg waxing thing, I think. you're close.
This is an emergency message from the city of Philadelphia.
For a recap on today's briefings about chemical spill on Delaware River, go to bit.ly/40TX5CQ. Press 1 to confirm.
Oh, there it goes. Just went off.
All right, awesome.
And with that, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Ron right now in South Jersey. Hi, Ron.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hi, Ron.
I said this to James. I think, Joe, if you lose, Amy should have to answer questions about you, but they should be filtered through James so that there's no embarrassment to Amy.
Hmm.
This
so James,
way, no,
how's that
getting,
possible?
Nobody, the callers can call in with questions.
Do you think
about
James
you.
Would do a good job of that, filtering them to minimize embarrassment?
Well, no, we're embarrassing Joe. I just don't want to embarrass Amy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that's an idea. Joe, are you accepting of this possibility? What did Amy say when you tried to contact
her? She's
not
into it, man.
She's not into it. Well...
She likes to keep
sounds
a very
like
low
the,
profile.
Sounds like the nipples
if you haven't
are
noticed.
The target, then.
I did just get a text from someone. It's not a bad idea that John would have to caddy for me this summer for a round of golf. That I would enjoy. But you're so busy, John, I'd feel bad pulling you away from your family for 4 hours.
Oh, I could do it. I mean, it's summer.
They're daft doing stuff.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thought. We can add that to the
with
list.
With our schedule, you know, being... It is different.
Would John have to wear like regulation golf wear
out
on the course? Because that could be fun.
I can't imagine. I mean, I don't have that.
No, I know. That's what could be fun.
Yeah. Here's the problem with that, though. When someone caddies, usually that round of golf involves the golfer walking, and I don't want to walk. I'd still have to do the cart. So, I mean, it kind of works against me. All right, Ron, we got to start turning too quickly. Give me the best movie, TV show, book, band, song, or poem ever with a color and a title.
Okay, this song galvanized the nation after 9/11 happened, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
That was a good song, and it still is a good song. Let's go to Steve right now, if it's the one I'm thinking about. Steve, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, guys? My song is Purple Haze.
Ooh,
oh, yeah. Nice. Great answer.
Had not been said and is a very good answer. Ted, give me a song or a book or a movie. What do you got?
Stanley Kubrick directed movie Clockwork Orange.
That's a big answer, too. It really is a good one. Jeremy, give me a great answer, man.
Has The Green Mile been said yet?
It has not.
Big one.
All right, these are going too fast for me. What was the last one said, guys? I got to write it down.
Clockwork Orange?
Clockwork Orange, yep. Clockwork Orange, thank you. And let's get Tom in right now. Tom, what do you got? Give me something with the color.
Oh, White Man Can't Jump.
Already said. What do you got? Give me another one.
The Great White Hype.
The Great White Hype. I remember. That's the boxing movie, right?
Yeah, with Samuel L. Jackson, yeah.
Oh, really? I thought, well, maybe it was a remake. I thought there was one way back.
There might have been. Yeah, the Samuel was in the newer one.
All right, we got to come up with a winning answer here today. Green Mile, notable at the end, Clockwork Orange, Purple Haze, the Red, White, and Blue U.S. song, The White Shadow, Brown Eyed Girl. I thought Yellow Submarine was very good. Pretty in Pink, Pink Panther, Color Purple, Green Eggs and Ham. Whole thing was based on White Man Can't Jump, which came out on this date.
I thought Green Eggs and Ham was good. I also thought Purple Haze.
Yeah,
hard
those
to beat.
Two stood out to me.
Brown Eyed Girl was also good.
I think the three best are Green Eggs and Ham, Purple Haze, and Yellow Submarine. Rhea, what are you thinking?
Yellow Submarine.
I'm going Purple Haze.
James?
I'm going Purple Haze too.
Okay, Yellow Submarine versus Purple Haze. What do we do here?
So you're saying Yellow Submarine also?
Yeah, I would. It's a very big song. John,
do a poll.
Flip a coin.
Which is the better one?
No. Rock, paper, scissors right now, John, you and me?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, I like this.
What do we do? One, two, three. You caught me.
Richie won.
Yeah, John won.
Purple Haze.
Purple Haze won.
That's a bad omen for you heading into tomorrow.
It is.
The camera.
Right,
are you starting
the
week off losing?
Horrible. All right. Hey. Yes, go ahead.
Is it symmetrical nipple waxing? Is our
I think it's
punishment?
Decided tomorrow in the 6 a.m. hour.
All right. I mean, that's what I'm leaning towards.
I know what you're leaning toward. I've heard you loud and clear. It's very, very clear.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.